Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? The time has finally come for the series finale of Orange is the New Black. We are talking Daya and Elaita finally coming to blows. Tasty seems to have turned the corner, and we have all of our OG Litchfield inmates. We are talking all of that and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers?
Oh my God!
My voice is so high-pitched because I'm just freaking out. But it's the series finale of Orange is the New Black. I literally, in a glass case of emotion over here, to quote Anchorman. Thank y'all so much for joining us for the final episode of our after show. We're in the live chat, so be sure to let us know what you thought. So much happening in this episode, of course. Y'all can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, April Wissenhan, joined by my lovely Francesca Dugan.
Hi.
Bringing y'all the finale heat, baby.
Yes.
What did you think of this series finale?
I mean, I can't believe it's over.
I know.
I did like seeing everybody. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
And I felt like they wrapped up everything pretty well.
A lot better than I thought that they would, I would say. I had my skepticism on hand because we've heard so much about how it actually ends, but without really like spoiling anything whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty dang pleased.
I
obviously
am too.
Sad about a few things. Before we get into it, make sure y'all stay tuned for our special segment. We have a top three for y'all. We are going to be doing top three most pivotal moments in Orange is the New Black history, as well as some predictions for what happens to them in the future.
Okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Obviously, we start this episode off with everyone's kind of reeling over the death of Pennsylvania.
I definitely did not. I'm sorry I wasn't here. I was on vacation.
I know, we missed you.
But I'm back, so I don't know exactly what you guys said, but that was very, very shocking.
Yeah.
Seeing that happen, and yeah.
I changed my tune, I think, as Brianna and I were talking about it. Do you think it was a suicide or no?
You know, I think I kind of did feel like that, because she did say, you know, that's a lot for you to handle, and she was a small girl, and she was even smaller. And it just really sucks, because, you know, we see later that she passed.
I know. That was one of the... like, I think it was supposed to be a happy moment, but it wasn't. It literally, like, ripped me to shreds seeing that happen. And because I'm like, if you did commit suicide, like, who's in the moment, I forget who says it in throughout the show where they're like, or Suzanne says it, where she's like, there's always tomorrow. No, Pusey said it last episode.
In that flashback.
I know, all of Pusey. Where she's like, there's always tomorrow. The next day is always better. And there's not necessarily in a lot of scenarios like we see for people throughout the episode. But sometimes there is, and it just kills me. And I know she felt so beaten down. There's part of me that thinks it was an accident, though. That's why I asked you. I went in definitely thinking suicide. But then Brianna pointed out, she's like, she's done a fair amount of drugs in her day. I don't know. I guess obviously we'll never,
know.
I typically land on the side of it's a suicide, but moral of the story, everyone's kind of mourning her throughout the episode. Later in the episode, when they do like the sing along with the Mountain Dew song, I was like, what?
First of all, that was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And Suzanne can sing really well, actually.
She can.
She can sing it. She can sing to me about Soda. I'll take
sing
it.
Sing to me any day. I forgot about the relationship that Pennsylvania and C.O. Dixon had. Remember, like, when they ran away with the guy that
and
she was
carnival
with?
Carnival and everything.
Right. So I liked... it was a good... they remembered her in a very good way all throughout the episode, I thought. I want to start off mainly with talking about one of the biggest moments of the episode, in my opinion, and it has been a hot topic. I have somehow managed to avoid any and all spoilers about the season.
Me too.
So seeing what goes down between Daya and Aleda has me fully, like, I don't even know what to think. I just, first, off, straight off the bat, do you think that Daya is dead?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, she, I was trying to figure out what, where did she, is that some, like, trick I need to know for self-defense? It, she, like, at first I thought she had, like, a pen, pulled out a pen out of her pocket and, like, stabbed her or something, but she
got crazy. Her. Well, so there's a part of, like, someone's throat where you can hit them. I think it's, like, right under where your Adam's apple would be, I think, and you hit them there and it just, like, makes you choke, obviously. But then Aleda fully jumps on her. I've been thinking that, agreeing and thinking that she was dead, but then I'm like, they would pull her off on time, right?
I don't know. I don't know. And I mean, she was doing it for real because Daya said, you know, I've killed, you haven't killed people, I've killed people. And she's like, well, now I'm going to feel what it's like. So if she didn't, she definitely hurt her pretty, pretty bad.
Yeah. I think that the moment that obviously threw Aleda over the bridge is when her ex is coming to see her and she says that Daya's connect, which we haven't known at all,
right,
is her sister. And then through this some guy. And then even in that moment when Daya says, and, you know, I think the other one, Lucy, or I forget her name, I think she's going to join in as well. I think Aleda, she's realized for a long time that she's kind of lost her. But I think in that moment she was like, oh, heck no, I'm not going to lose two more to you.
And it's just kind of sad because she's the reason why she lost them in the first place. Mm-hmm. Just how she is as a mom. And we've talked about this in other episodes. She hates kids. I don't know why she had so many.
Right.
But Daya kind of was speaking the truth. What, this is the family business. Mm-hmm. Like, it's true.
Yeah. It's not always just nature versus nurture. Like, a lot of it is where you grow up and how you grow up. And I think that, like, Daya going through some of the stuff she's gone through, and obviously the drugs play a major part of this. Daya was not the person that she is now before she did any sort of drugs.
I think that was, like, one of the saddest things. You know, there's a lot of sad things that happen in this series, but I think that's one of the saddest things, especially in this season, is just seeing Daya just...
There's nothing that could be done to bring her back. The only thing I thought could was seeing Cio Bennett for some reason, but then the one character they didn't bring back was Cio Bennett. He's the one I wanted to see somehow. Right? I guess he was busy filming How to Get Away with Murder, but we missed you, Cio Bennett, if that helps. Daya... That when she asked earlier in the episode Hellman to get involved with this, like, fentanyl that she has. Fentanyl, obviously, is a very serious drug and is used for in major surgeries for pain, of course. I was just like, there's just no coming back for her.
Mm-mm.
And it sucks that what was one or once originally one of my favorite characters is just...
Yeah.
There's no end in sight for her.
Gone.
On her kind of topic, when she gives Hellman the drugs and he goes to put it in the chicken's butt.
Oh, my God. When the second he pulled out that chapstick, I was like, oh, please, no.
Right? And I'm like, a chicken's butt. I don't know a lot about chicken's butts, but, like, I've also cooked a chicken before, and they are not very big, and this is some, like, big crab that he's putting in there.
I thought, I didn't realize it, because they made it seem like it was a whole, like, canister of it, right?
Yeah. You hear it plop out.
To me, that sounds impossible.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to put, like, just the pills up the chickens.
And the chickens gonna explode.
Yeah, I thought the chickens were gonna die. I was like, really?
I know. Poor chickens.
Poor chickens.
It's just not to skip ahead, but I think it's very telling that he is the one in the big seat at the end.
I mean, who better? And I say that sarcastically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what he wanted. And that's what... I think they did that for a reason, just to show us what they showed us. Like, there's... In every sort of situation... And especially in the prison system, like, those are the people who are going to get ahead because he managed to fake it. Like, all throughout the episode when Ward is like, let's do this, Craig. I don't want anything. We know that Linda's going to come in and, like, kill me, basically, because of Pinzi Tucker dying. So they do this big drug sweep and don't find anything. But it's like, that's the kind of person that he can hide it. And the moment, it's like, he's no different than we've seen at the beginning. Nope. When he has that conversation with Alex and like, he's like, oh yeah, I'll shove it down your throat, whatever he says. I don't know. It just makes me sad that he's in that situation. And obviously, since he's in that situation, we know that Ward gets fired. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised.
For a while I thought that was going to happen, but then the last few episodes leading up to the finale, I felt like she was doing really well, and she was taking her power and using it and mm-hmm. being very strong. Mm-hmm. And then stupid pills and the chickens.
Right. I mean, literally at the one exact moment. But I think, and I'm curious to see what you think, because I think that it was actually, she even says it's the best thing for her, and I truly think it was, because in the moment where she's talking to Linda in the hallway, and she's talking about kind of turning Pennsylvania's death around into saying that she, like, hoarded the medications from people, I was like, ooh, you're already kind of turning a little bit.
Yes, I thought the same thing. When I heard her say that, I completely forgot about that until you brought it up. Mm-hmm. When I heard her say that, I was like, oh no, mm-hmm. we've lost her too. So, yeah, it's good that she's gone, and I mean, Hellman lives up to his name, so. Right.
I haven't even thought of it like that. Well, I'm happy that she's happy in her situation. I really hope that she and Tasty, like, actually stay in touch, because they seem to be able to bridge that gap of friend versus Ward. Mm-hmm. Not versus, but, like, just the differences mm-hmm. between them, so. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, she helped basically save Tasty's life, too. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy that Tasty ended up in the situation that she's in. I mean, not.
Yeah,
I'm not happy that she's in prison, but I'm very happy that she did not die, or they didn't kill her off, actually.
What did you think about when she was sitting there with Ward and Ward kept referring to Pennsylvania as her friend, and she kept saying, she's not my friend?
I think it's just a form of, like, coping and denial. Because if she's her friend, then it's another friend that she's lost.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about that. Because I was like, why is she saying that? But then she turns around and propels this horrible situation into, one, helping her save her life as well. Mm-hmm. And then, two, remembering... of course, she always thinks about Poussey, but remembering her more and then getting to this... the fun that we talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
When Ward, like, she's opening the things that Ward left her, which are the diplomas, obviously, it, like, you see something click in her, and she realizes that even though she may be, I mean, I like to hope that Tasty is definitely going to be out of the situation.
I hope so, too.
That she's in. I mean, obviously, we don't see any of that. Like, those predictions we were talking about, we'll just do them all throughout the episode.
Right.
but I like to think of her as being out of prison eventually, and the charge of the murder and everything being overturned, because she's just doing so much. She brings Judy King in the mix. I was so excited to see Judy King and so surprised.
Her book cracks me up.
I know, right? But the fact that, like, she actually, like, you know, you have to contact someone, like, with a lot of power. Judy has this book out. So I'm happy that she took the step to really make this happen, because she was trying with Caputo, and
right.
that obviously didn't work.
Nope.
So I'm happy that she is, but it just, I'm like, oh, she can just do so much more. So I really, like, just as a viewer, as a fan, mm-hmm. I picture her as being out of prison eventually. But
I do
she's
too.
Doing amazing things. And to see her story wrap up with, like, okay, y'all are the first people getting the microloans. It just made my heart smile.
Yes.
What did you think of the moment between her and Suzanne in the chicken coop, where she is basically like, wow, Suzanne, you've grown up? I'm happy that they had that moment. That's why I asked you.
I am happy that they had that moment, too. And that's, of course, when we were still thinking, oh, my God, is she going to take her life?
Right.
So it was almost kind of sad to me, too. But Suzanne also has really grown this season. Like, they were talking about, she's not a kid, quote-unquote kid. She's grown up.
Right.
She's, you saw her with, like, Pennsylvania or in the episode, mm-hmm. really helping her. I completely forgot the quote she was saying about her mom, what her mom said. Oh, so good.
I said that in our last episode. I was like, I know she was talking to Pennsylvania in that moment, but, like, she was talking to me about, like, don't listen to the people that don't even know you.
Right.
You listen to the people that you do know.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was like, Wow, that is what you should do.
I was like, is she speaking? Yeah, is she speaking to me right now? Seriously. So, like, just seeing that moment in the last episode and then, you know, having Tacy tell her, like, how much she's grown and how she wants her to keep being this. I was like, so touching.
I know. Yeah. The whole season for Suzanne, or in the recent episodes, I should say, like, seeing her lock the chickens up in the chicken shoe, and doing all of that. It's been, obviously, it reflects what she's gone through. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, one person does one bad thing, so shouldn't you separate them from the rest if you don't have anything else that you should do? And it was, I'm happy that that whole situation kind of came to fruition and seeing her release them where she realized this isn't the right thing to do. Although, I guess fully releasing them probably wasn't the right thing to do because that's bad, I guess. Well, Warren got fired because of it. But, you know, Suzanne. I love how her character, that they gave her the song like we talked about earlier.
Oh, that Mountain Dew song.
I know. I'm just happy that we got to see, you know, there hasn't been much happening in her own personal storyline this season other than just, like, the development of kind of seeing her grow. But I'm happy that we got these moments with her, for sure. Mm-hmm. And she really does have a good voice.
She really does. Like, really does.
I know. I love it. Before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank all of y'all for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Be sure, if you're on iTunes, watching us on YouTube, give us 5 stars and comment. Give us a great rating. We definitely want to know what y'all have to say about the episode as well. We just want to thank you all so much for watching with us all season long and all of our other shows that we do here. We couldn't do anything without y'all, and we all appreciate AfterBuzz and you so much. So make sure to like, subscribe, and check out all the other after shows that we do, and let us know if y'all want to see any others. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
There's so many little different facets of this episode, but we finally got 2 happy endings in Gloria.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm so happy about that.
Hers is one of the ones that I'm the happiest to see, obviously. And did you think that she was going to get released, or did you think, because, you know, the moment with Lou's check at the beginning.
Right. Well, the second he admitted to the phones, I felt like a sense of relief, and I knew that that would go forward, and that she would get released. So I was really happy.
Do you think that the guilt of Pennsylvania, of him, like, not, you know, turning her extra time, was still looming over him, and that's why he did it? Or I've always thought she kind of had a little feelings for Gloria.
Oh, definitely. Didn't they, like, last season or 2 seasons ago, didn't they, like, totally, like, flirt when he was doing the dancing classes?
They were definitely flirting, and they were doing the salsa together.
Ow. No, yeah, he felt guilty. He definitely felt guilty. I think he did. And, you know, we've seen him kind of be this, like, black sheep of the COs the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think finally he just, like, realized. And especially her telling him, like, grow up. You never take responsibility, whatever. And seeing that, I think, at least, that he did have a crush on her.
Yeah.
He kind of realized, like, what the heck am I doing here?
And, like, he needed to be fired.
Oh, like, season 1.
Octavio needed to be fired. It's kind of poetic justice, I feel like, for his character, because he's done so much wrong. But then he ends admitting to doing something that he actually isn't doing whatsoever. It's crazy McCullough over there that's been doing it.
Oh, well... Wasn't he bringing in phones for a while? Or not this season?
Not this season.
Okay.
But I guess maybe it could be one that he used to bring in. I mean, he's brought in a lot of stuff, so, like, whatever.
He's just always down for whatever.
I know. Well, also because he's afraid of, like, getting shanked by
them. That's true.
Which he said multiple times. But by loose check, you deserve to be fired. But
ciao.
We will miss you. I don't know. But Gloria, obviously, we see ends up back with her kids.
Yes.
And I'm just so happy. And do you feel like her sending the book to Maria at the end is, like, forgiveness?
I think it was kind of like a truce.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she took everything that she did with the riot and all that with Ruiz, like, to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she admitted to the phone and was accepting of the fact that she might not leave in 9 days, I think they just, it kind of, it was like a conscious, like, I don't know how to describe it, but she felt, it was like a truce, letting her know that we're good, we're Gucci.
We good. I don't think, I wonder if she would have been that way had she still gotten in trouble. No, she probably would have still been pissed no matter what.
If she had not left, oh, they'd still be probably
going to blows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one happy ending, the other happy ending. Blanca.
Oh, I know. Ah!
It was a teeny, teeny snippet of the episode.
I know.
But one of probably my favorite happy endings, or just endings, period, in the show was seeing her get...
Reunite?
Well, not even reunite, but like when she essentially gets her criminal case overturned and the lady says, you're free with a green card, so go enjoy it.
Yep, and she goes right to her man's.
Right.
And they talk about being nasty in a shed.
Like they obviously would.
Yes. I was very happy for her.
Some of our other ice ladies, and I'm saying like the people who work in the kitchen, obviously. Red had some tough moments tonight.
I think one of the funniest parts of the episode was when she bumped, you know, when she first got into Florida and she ran into
Frida,
and she Frida was so scared.
I've never seen Frida scared before.
Ah, drops everything. I was dying. I was like, oh my god, that's right. She's literally coming in and out of conscious. So Frida's like, whew, but then she remembers.
She remembers.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of happy that she remembers, but then I've also kind of I haven't fully forgotten what Frida did to Red, but like, there's just so much other stuff going on with her that I'm like, oh, they could be friends again. But then again, Frida did, like, just totally screw over and get her all this extra time. She didn't get to see her grandson. And I don't know.
Was Nikki or someone was talking to Lorna and they're like, what happened? She's like, oh, she didn't get to see her grandson or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah. That makes sense. Nikki obviously is full-on kitchen mom, replacing Red as that. But one of the, for me anyway, the toughest moments was when Red is talking to Lorna, because they're all in Florida, obviously, and when she is, like, laying there with Lorna in her lap, and Lorna's, like, sucking her thumb like a baby,
like
and
a
she's,
baby.
Like, singing to her. I mean, do you think Lorna is ever going to be able to come back from where she is, or
no,
that's just her?
I think she completely broke the moment that they found her in the chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Trying to nurse the chickens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I didn't fully know that. I feel like they just said that in an episode, but when they caught her, like, I remember seeing something right there, but I guess maybe I just didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either until they said it. But yeah, she had it under her sweatshirt, right? So I just assumed she was pretending to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she was trying to nurse the chicken.
She was trying to nurse the chicken, which just sounds so lovely.
So, ouch, that would hurt.
I know.
but no, I don't think she's ever really coming back from that. And it actually, was it last episode, right? That mm-hmm. it was kind of heartbreaking to see her husband and Nikki have that talk and that realization. And they both know, like,
that's what I said. I'm like, Nikki wants to be with her because she's her best friend, but like, she's also not a mental health care professional,
right?
But like, nobody wants to be the, it's like putting, you know, someone in a nursing home. It's not, it's different, but like, you know, we can parallel for certain reasons. No one ever wants to be the person that leaves somebody, obviously, and I feel like that's what Nikki was feeling like. But also at some point, if you can't take care of someone, you can't spend your whole life, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is why I think what Red said in the last episode to Nikki was so important. And now she's doing her thing. I mean, she can't really go and visit Lorna, obviously, but that's another situation where I think like, oh, they'll see each other. They'll be happy. Unless they just get out of jail, then they'll be fine. But I don't think that's happening.
No, especially not for Lorna. She's going to be in some sort of facility probably for the rest of her life.
Yeah, definitely. On those people as well, one of our obviously very sad moments was the Carla situation where we see her hiking back across to the United States. I was surprised to see her.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they literally brought almost everyone back in this episode.
Except C.O. Bennett.
Pissed off about that,
right?
But it's tough because that's literally a tough reality, and so many people get hurt and die trying to come back. They've been deported or they're trying to go for the first time. I actually in college went to Nogales, Mexico, and we drove out to see. It was a volunteer stuff and everything, so we were learning about all the immigration and all that, and we drove out to a site, and you just see like backpacks everywhere, broken shoes. It's like people just leave everything, mm-hmm. and they're trying so hard, you know, to cross. They leave everything. People die out there all the time. And that was just, like, a reminder, like, that...
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I didn't expect to see her again because I just thought, okay, that is her story, just with her not being a super main character throughout all the seasons, of course. But I think, obviously, they did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And with the song that they played, with the United States song. And it's just... It's a very difficult thing for anyone to watch and for anyone to really think about, but it's something so real that obviously happens. Yeah. And I feel like more than anything, more than like things that have happened to our characters, like this show, especially in this past season with all that's gone on, has just basically, like, I feel like enlightened people, even people that you know, maybe think the opposite and that right. maybe are like, no, we don't like immigration. I feel like it still will reach a part of them that is like, oh, but something has to change.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did kind of more than anything.
Yeah, they really kept it real.
They kept it real.
And yeah, like you said, like, even if it's not changing someone's mind, like, the more you're learning and seeing about it, it just helps in some shape or form.
Empathy is very important.
Yes.
No matter what. Even if you, like, take the laws out of it, take whatever, you can still feel for a person mm-hmm. that's going through that and then separated with their children and that could potentially die in the wilderness.
Right.
When she initially came on the screen, I was like, no, Carla, you're not trying again already. Only because I shouldn't have thought this, but I was like, oh, she's going to really figure it out
yeah.
and make sure she gets in legitimately because it's her kids. But obviously, I don't think she would have been doing it if she could have found a way to do it legitimately, which is something that, like, everybody has to think about.
I know, especially because, you know, the last episode we saw her talking on the phone with her two boys.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
That was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but I feel like she didn't make it out of the desert.
Yeah. I mean, how she literally couldn't stand. What she needs to do is take some leaves, wrap it up, set her ankle.
Get some sticks, have,
not
like,
to make
crutches.
Light of it, but, you know, like, happy yeah. endings is what we like to think. Duluman in chat says, I hate that they did that to Carla. So do we, obviously. I, of course, we have to touch on our Piper and our Alex. I thought that Piper was going to run into the sunset with Zelda.
I thought she was going to... What was it? Not Martha's Vineyard. Where was it? The Hamptons.
Yeah, Northampton or something like that. Also, like, how amazing did the Hamptons sound?
Right?
I was like, that...
I'll go with you, Zelda. It's fine.
That'll be great.
I was telling you, I thought she was like, is she going to Alaska? Is she going to, like, have, like, a... She's talking about cleansing and this and this. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, kind of like Dexter. Dexter went up to, like, Alaska in the last episode or wherever the heck he went.
Right.
And she's going to, like, learn about herself and, like, no. She was in Ohio.
But leave it to Larry, though, to drop some knowledge on her mm-hmm. and to change my mind a little bit.
About?
So clearly you think that it was very bad that she was going to see Alex.
I don't think it was bad. I just wanted, like, a different story for her.
Do you think that it means that they are together?
No, I don't think that they're together, but I think that, you know, throughout the episode, they yeah. said, you know, I'll always love you. Mm-hmm. I'll think about you every day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just some people that you meet and you just can't
not grow. Have them in your life.
Exactly. And so I think she's going up there and she is going to figure herself out.
Mm-hmm.
But she still has this love for her, and she's just going to kind of be there.
Yeah. First of all, loved seeing Larry again.
I know. Thank I you, was like,
thank
Ava's
you for giving
so
that to
excited.
Me, because I was so excited. But in that moment where he's telling her, you know, all the stuff that he's saying, like, you need to be special, whatever. Obviously, we know that these things are true about Piper, but it's actually what ended up changing my mind maybe about this okay. situation, because of how real it seemed to me when she's like, I'm just heartbroken mm-hmm. and I don't know how to deal with it. Because I think that her actions with Zelda, you know, all I kept thinking, both with her and Alex, I'm like, it's too soon. Like, one bad thing happens and you go and run
yeah.
off, and, like, you don't even know what happened, Piper, when she initially ran off with Zelda. And as much as I think she's good for her, I think that Larry kind of, or could be, you know, for an extended period of time, I think Larry in some way, by basically offending her, also made her see that you know, what when he said, what would new Piper do? Her going to Zelda would be the exact thing that she did with Alex. You don't think?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Her going and having this person essentially support her, not that she couldn't have, you know, had a job and got on her feet, whatever, but I think maybe dropping that, hopefully she's still friends with her.
Yeah, because Zelda, I think Zelda was a great character, and she was exactly what Piper needed at that point in time in her life. Yeah. And yeah, you're right. You she didn't even really break up with Alex yet, and she was already kind of having feelings for Zelda. And you do need that alone time. So that's why I thought she was going to Alaska, so she could be alone in Alaska.
All right.
But whatever. But do you feel like Larry's always loved her this whole time?
Kind of, but I think he has love for her. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing the little, like, snippy moments of where he's like, sorry, pass, burn, or whatever he said. But I think that he's definitely, like, fully with Poppy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're pregnant with their second child.
I still don't like that situation.
I don't really care for her either, but whatever.
But it's fine. We don't have to see her again, so it's okay. I'm happy that I feel like Piper is doing her own thing right now, and that's why we see her with, you know, she looks like
Starbucks.
She's going to school. Also, hit us up with a free latte. Yeah. She's working at Starbucks. She's going to school, and I think really she actually is going to see Piper, Alex, mainly because, like, to help her out in some legal way.
Maybe.
I don't know. Alex, though, is the prison. You know, we're so upset about her being sent to Ohio, but that's the prison that everybody else is at.
I know. It was so nice to see everybody's faces.
Brianna and I were talking about last episode. We were like, how did we not? It was one of her predictions. And I was like, dang, you guys.
Really?
Because she hasn't watched the episode since she knew she wouldn't be with us tonight. And she was like, it just clicked. Like, something like that sounds familiar. And she was like, wasn't it the place that everyone else was sent?
Oh, my God. I completely did not even think about that.
I didn't put it together whatsoever. Nope. But it was so good. I mean, we literally see Yoga Jones, Boo. Everybody's there.
Boo. I know, Boo. I miss Boo.
And I kept forgetting. I'm like, even when I saw her, I was like, what happened to Boo? I'm like, oh, duh. She got transferred.
Yep.
In that big thing. And that's when a whole, like, transition of the show happened. Mm-hmm. So it was good to, like, be reminded of that and to, like, just see all of their smiling, cute faces.
Sidebar really fast on that. I wanted to say that my favorite person that I saw in this episode...
I'm going to die if you say who I think you're going to say.
Was... I cannot remember her name, but when she shows up at the ICE detention center, the Asian lady...
Oh, I can't remember her name either, but yes, that was good.
I love, like, she was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, she was amazing.
The whole season, and I thought that was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, she's another one, she's back.
We see, like, the crazy meth heads still looking exactly the same. I mean, literally everybody, so it was so good to see. Mr. Mustache. The guy who has Di's baby. It's not actually his baby. It's Bennett's, but he...
Oh, yeah.
When he's sitting in the kitchen. That was good. Even though Di is incapacitated or maybe dead, it was good to see that, like, her baby is taken care of.
I completely forgot that he was taking care of her. Yeah. I mean, him, her.
It was, like, his mom first and then...
So I was like... Like, did they recast Bennett? I completely forgot.
Also, like, his mustache is not
fully there. It's not there, yeah.
Yeah. What else from the episode?
Caputo and...
And Fig are adopting a baby.
What's the... I skipped when I was watching it. Was she singing them a song about weed?
Yeah, she was singing, Palmdale. Flying to Palmdale.
I don't know that song.
Cold 45.
Oh, no.
Cold 45 until the exact.
I was like, that's what she was saying. This kid's great for them.
Right, but it was perfect. But I thought she was pregnant.
Like, in real life, you thought?
No, like, on the show. I thought she was pregnant.
I mean, real life in the show.
Yes, when she handed the pee cup, when she was getting the abortion for the other lady. I thought she was actually legitimately pregnant. I'm happy that they're adopting as well, but I did. I thought she was pregnant, too.
I knew that. To me, I thought it was... I thought it was because she was trying to make it a ruse. I was thinking maybe she had the pee from the other girl just in case that they tested it because she really wanted to give that medicine to the girl in the detention center.
I love how they're talking about wanting a boy and under two because, you know, you got to mold them right. And then this, like, 7-year-old girl walks up, sees Colt 45, and they're like, you're it.
You're it.
I'm happy to see
I was really excited
happy ending with them. We got to see Janae. Yes, we did get to see her.
Yes.
so many good things happening.
Literally everybody.
Everybody got good endings. No, actually, not a lot of people got good endings whatsoever.
A lot did, though, I have to
say. More than I thought. Yes. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Is that our wrap-up of the series finale of Orange is the New Black?
It's just like, so much stuff. Like, I don't want it to end, but I can't think because my brain's just like, oh, my God.
I know. Let's do our special segment.
Okay.
Who said that?
Who said it?
Who said it?
Who
Francesca's going to go through some quotes from the episode, and I'm going to guess
test
who said it.
Okay. It's hard to sing with no teeth.
Oh, God. Who said that?
Is that your final answer?
I don't know.
It was Hillman to Daya.
Alex. Oh, to Daya.
To Daya. All right. This whole scene kind of cracked me up, but... Does she spark joy?
Caputo said that.
Nope.
No?
It was Piper's dad when he was talking about his wife was Maria Kondoing the house, and he Maria Kondoed her love life.
Everybody hates Alex, by the way. Well, they did put her in jail, so it makes sense.
Yeah. They did put her in jail.
Yeah.
This one should be easy breezy. Take a cup of yellow drink and raise it up.
Suzanne said
yes.
That.
You know, no more pouring out a little liquor for your friends, the homies. You got to do yellow drink now.
There you go.
And probably one of the funniest moments for me, drugs fell out of a chicken's butt.
Linda Ward or Hellman.
Yeah, you got one of them.
Okay, well, ding!
Ding for Ward! When she was talking to Tasty about what happened, she said, oh, drugs fell out of a chicken's butt. She's like, I can't make this stuff up.
Very pivotal with what happens in this show. Okay, let's do our special segment. We are doing our top three, which is a special segment.
It is a special segment.
Of our, what we consider to be... the top three most pivotal moments throughout the whole entire series of Orange is the New Black. Very important things that either, like, changed the show or just majorly shifted things for characters, obviously. Number three, we have when Daya shoots the CEO.
Whew.
She didn't initially murder him, obviously, but this is definitely the switch for Daya completely. Obviously, she's being fueled here by Maria, which... Maria! But it changed everything. It changed the whole dynamic of the show. And obviously, after this, we never see the same old Daya that we see before.
Never, ever.
Number two most pivotal moment we're going to say is Tasty's trial.
Ugh, heartbreaking.
Just to see her, obviously another result of the riot, but to see her going through this just because of other people lying and her just kind of being in the wrong place at the wrong time and, you know, stepping up for everyone in the way she did. And then to lose it.
Yeah.
It's just, I really hope she comes out of it. Number one most pivotal moment is... Pusey's death obviously leads to the riot.
Right.
Just one of the most talked about topics ever. It created the Pusey Washington Fund, which is, of course, a fund to help out female prisoners and just kind of, it's Tasty with the microloan situation. Yeah. It actually created real life change and a real... thing that we can all donate to in a way to keep us connected to the show forever. And chat, y'all agree, Pusey dies number one as well.
I mean, it literally changed the show. Like you just said, it made number two happen, which was, number three happen, which was the whole riot that caused the whole riot. And that whole riot caused number two, which was Tasty's trial. I mean, it literally completely changed the whole trajectory of the show.
Right after that is when they split. So when we lost the characters that we see tonight because they got transferred, definitely... number one, for sure.
Yeah.
We are going to miss these characters
much.
I'm so sad. Even more than that, we're going to miss our viewers. We've had so much fun with y'all doing this after show. Such a great show just for society and for us as television fans, obviously. In the meantime, y'all can keep up with me on The Affair after show and soon to be How to Get Away with Murder after show. I'm April Wissenhant, and you can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. What about you?
Yeah, and I'm doing Ballers on HBO. It's not back yet.
Soon enough.
And other than that, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Y'all can find all of us, of course, everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Definitely let us know what you thought of the episode, because we are going to continue the conversation forever and ever and ever.
Ever.
And we will look forward to seeing y'all on another show soon.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
What was it? Was Nikki or someone was talking to Lorna and they're like, what happened? She's like, oh, she didn't get to see her grandson or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that was it. And she was like, oh, yeah. That makes sense. Nikki obviously is full on kitchen mom, replacing Red as that. But one of the, for me anyway, the toughest moments was when Red is talking to Lorna, because they're all in Florida, obviously. When she is like laying there with Lorna in her lap and Lorna's like sucking her thumb like a baby,
like,
and she's like singing to her. Do you think Lorna is ever going to be able to come back from where she is, or
no,
that's just her?
I think she completely broke the moment that they found her in the chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Trying to nurse the chickens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I didn't fully know that. I feel like they just said that in an episode, but when they caught her, like, I remember seeing something right there, but I guess maybe I just didn't put two and two together.
I didn't think about it either until they said it. But yeah, she had it under her sweatshirt, right? So I just assume she was pretending to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she was trying to nurse the chicken.
She was trying to nurse the chicken, which just sounds so lovely.
So, ouch. That would hurt.
I know.
But no, I don't think she's ever really coming back from that. And it actually was it last episode, right, that it was kind of heartbreaking to see her husband and Nikki have that talk and that realization, and they both know, like,
that's what I said. I'm like, Nikki wants to be with her because she's her best friend, but like, she's also not a mental health care professional.
Right.
But, like, nobody wants to be the... It's like putting, you know, someone in a nursing home. It's not. It's different. But, like, you know, we can parallel for certain reasons. No one ever wants to be the person that leaves somebody, obviously. And I feel like that's what Nikki was feeling like. But also, at some point, if you can't take care of someone, you can't spend your whole life, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop. Which is why I think what Red said in the last episode to Nikki was so important. And now she is. She's doing her thing. I mean, she can't really go and visit Lorna, obviously. But it's another situation where I think, like, oh, they'll see each other. They'll be happy.
So
unless they just get out of jail, then they'll be fine. But I don't think that's happening.
No, especially not for Lorna. She's going to be in some sort of facility probably for the rest of her life.
Yeah, definitely. On those people as well, one of our obviously very sad moments was the Carla situation, where we see her hiking back across to the United States. I was surprised to see her.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they literally brought almost everyone back in this episode.
Except C.O. Bennett.
Pissed off about that.
Right.
But it's tough because that's literally a tough reality. And so many people get hurt and die trying to come back. They've been deported or they're trying to go for the first time. I actually, in college, went to Nogales, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove out to see... It was a volunteer stuff and everything. So we were learning about all the immigration and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove out to a site and you just see, like, backpacks everywhere, broken shoes. It's like people just leave everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying so hard, you know, to cross. They leave everything. People die out there all the time. And that was just, like, a reminder, like, that...
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I didn't expect to see her again because I just thought, okay, that is her story, just with her not being a super main character throughout all the seasons, of course. But I think, obviously, they did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. And with the song that they played, with the United States song. And it's just, it's a very difficult thing for anyone to watch and for anyone to really think about, but it's something so real that obviously happens. And I feel like more than anything, more than like things that have happened to our characters, like this show, especially in this past season with all that's gone on, has just basically like, I feel like enlightened people, even people that that you know maybe think the opposite and that maybe are like, no, we don't like immigration. I feel like it still will reach a part of them that is like, oh, but something has to change.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did kind of more than anything.
Yeah, they really kept it real.
They kept it real.
And yeah, like you said, like even if it's not changing someone's mind, like the more you're learning and seeing about it, it just helps in some shape or form.
Empathy is very important.
Yes.
No matter what. Even if you, like, take the laws out of it, take whatever, you can still feel for a person that's going through that and that is separated with their children and that could potentially die in the wilderness.
Right.
When she initially came on the screen, I was like, no, Carla, you're not trying again already. Only because I shouldn't have thought this, but I was like, oh, she's going to really figure it out and make sure she gets in legitimately because it's her kids. But obviously, I don't think she would have been doing it if she could have found a way to do it legitimately, which is something that, like, everybody has to think about.
I know, especially because, you know, the last episode we saw her talking on the phone with her two boys.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
That was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but I feel like she's... didn't make it out of the desert.
Yeah. I mean, how she could, she literally couldn't stand. What she needs to do is take some leaves, wrap it up, set her ankle.
Get some sticks, have
not
like,
to make
crutches.
Light of it, but, you know, like, happy endings is what we like to think. Duleman in chat says, I hate that they did that to Carla. So do we, obviously. I, of course, we have to touch on our Piper and our Alex. I thought... that Piper was going to run into the sunset with Zelda.
I thought she was going to... What was it? Not Martha's Vineyard. Where was it? The Hamptons.
Yeah, Northampton or something like that. Also, like, how amazing did the Hamptons sound?
Right?
I was like, that...
I'll go with you, Zelda. It's fine.
That'll be great.
Like, I was telling you, I thought she was like, is she going to Alaska? Is she going to, like, have, like, a... She's talking about cleansing and this and this. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, kind of like Dexter. Dexter went up to, like, Alaska in the last episode or wherever the heck he went.
Right.
And she's gonna like learn about herself and like no, she was in Ohio.
But leave it to Larry though to drop some knowledge on her and to change my mind a little bit.
About.
So clearly you think that it was very bad that she was going to see Alex.
I don't think it was bad. I just wanted like a different story for her.
Do you think that it means that they are together?
No, I don't think that they're together. But I think that you know throughout the episode they said you know I'll always love you. Mm-hmm. I'll think about you every day, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just some people that you meet and you just can't
not grow. Have them in your life.
Exactly. And so I think she's going up there and she is gonna figure herself out.
Mm-hmm.
But she still has this love for her, and she's just going to kind of be there.
Yeah. First of all, loved seeing Larry again.
I know.
Thank
I
you,
was like,
thank
Ava's
you for giving
so
that to
excited.
Me, because I was so excited. But in that moment where he's telling her, you know, all the stuff that he's saying, like, you need to be special, whatever. Obviously, we know that these things are true about Piper, but it's actually what... ended up changing my mind maybe about the situation because of how real it seemed to me when she's like, I'm just heartbroken and I don't know how to deal with it. Because I think that her actions with Zelda, you know, all I kept thinking, both with her and Alex, I'm like, it's too soon. Like, one bad thing happens and you go and run off. And, like, you don't even know what happened, Piper, when she initially ran off with Zelda. And as much as I think she's good for her, I think that Larry... kind of, or could be, you know, for an extended period of time, I think Larry in some way, by basically offending her, also made her see that when he said, what would new Piper do? Her going to Zelda would be the exact thing that she did with Alex. You don't think?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Her going and having this person essentially support her, not that she couldn't have, you know, had a job and got on her feet, whatever, but I think maybe dropping that, hopefully she's still friends with her.
Yeah, because I think Zelda was a great character, and she was exactly what Piper needed at that point in time in her life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. She didn't even really break up with Alex yet, and she was already kind of having feelings for Zelda. And you do need that alone time. So that's why I thought she was going to Alaska, so she could be alone in Alaska.
All right.
But whatever. But do you feel like Larry's always loved her this whole time?
Kind of, but I think he has love for her. Mm-hmm. And I liked seeing the little, like, snippy moments of where he's like, sorry, pass, burn, or whatever he said. But I think that he's definitely, like, fully with Poppy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're pregnant with their second child.
I still don't like that situation.
I don't really care for her either, but whatever.
But it's fine. We don't have to see her, so it's okay. I'm happy that I feel like Piper is doing her own thing right now, and that's why we see her with, you know, she looks like
Starbucks.
She's going to school. Also, hit us up with a free latte. Yeah. She's working at Starbucks. She's going to school, and I think really she actually is going to see Piper, Alex, mainly because, like, to help her out in some legal way.
Maybe.
I don't know. Alex, though, is the prison. You know, we're so upset about her being sent to Ohio, but that's the prison that everybody else is at.
I know. It was so nice to see everybody's faces.
Brianna and I were talking about last episode. We were like, how did we not? It was one of her predictions. And I was like, dang, you guys.
Really?
Because she hasn't watched the episode since she knew she wouldn't be with us tonight. And she was like, it just clicked. Like, something like that sounds familiar. And she was like, wasn't that the place that everyone else was sent?
Oh, my God. I completely did not even think about that.
I didn't put it together whatsoever. Nope. But it was so good. I mean, we literally see Yoga Jones, Boo. Everybody's there.
Boo. I know, Boo. I miss Boo.
And I kept forgetting. I'm like, even when I saw her, I was like, what happened to Boo? I'm like, oh, duh. She got transferred.
Yep.
In that big thing. And that's when a whole, like, transition of the show happened. Mm-hmm. So it was good to, like, be reminded of that and to, like, just see all of their smiling, cute faces.
Sidebar really fast on that. I wanted to say that my favorite person that I saw in this episode...
I'm going to die if you say who I think you're going to say.
Was... I cannot remember her name, but when she shows up at the ICE detention center, the Asian lady...
Oh, I can't remember her name either, but yes, that was good.
I love, like, she was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, she was amazing.
The whole season, and I thought that was hilarious. I was like, oh my God, she's another one, she's back.
We see, like, the crazy meth heads still looking exactly the same. I mean, literally everybody, so it was so good to see. Mr. Mustache. The guy who has Dia's baby. It's not actually his baby. It's Bennett's, but he... when he's sitting in the kitchen. That was good. Even though Dia is incapacitated or maybe dead, it was good to see that, like, her baby is taken care of.
I completely forgot that he was taking care of her. Yeah. I mean, him, her.
It was, like, his mom first and then
him. Yeah, so I was like... Like, did they recast Bennett? I completely forgot.
Also, like, his mustache is not fully
there. It's not there, yeah.
Yeah. What else from the episode?
Caputo and...
and Fig are adopting a baby.
I had it skipped when I was watching it. Was she singing them a song about weed?
Yeah, she was singing, Palmdale. Flying to Palmdale.
I don't know that song.
Cole 45.
I don't know.
Cole 45 to the exact.
I was like, that's what she was singing. Heck? This kid's great for them.
Right, but it was perfect. But I thought she was pregnant.
Like, in real life, you thought?
No, like, on the show. I thought she was pregnant.
I mean, real life in the show.
Yes, when she handed the peacup, when she was getting the abortion for the other lady. I thought she was actually legitimately pregnant. I'm happy that they're adopting as well, but I did. I thought she was pregnant, too.
I knew that. I thought it was because she was trying to make it a ruse. I was thinking maybe she had the pee from the other girl just in case that they tested it because she really wanted to get that medicine to the girl in the detention center.
I love how they're talking about wanting a boy and under two because, you know, you got to mold them right. And then this, like, 7-year-old girl walks up, sees Colt 45, and they're like, You're it. I'm happy to see
I was really happy
ending with them. We got to see Janae. Yes, we did get to see her.
Yes.
So many good things happening.
Literally everybody.
Everybody got good endings. No, actually, not a lot of people got good endings whatsoever.
A lot did, though, I have to
More
say.
More than I thought. Yes. I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
Is that our wrap-up of the series finale of Orange is the New Black?
It's just like, so much stuff. Like, I don't want it to end, but I can't think because my brain's just like, oh, my God.
I know. Let's do our special segment.
Okay.
Who said that?
Who said it?
Who said it?
Who
Francesca's going to go through some quotes from the episode, and I'm going to guess
test
who said it.
Okay. It's hard to sing with no teeth.
Oh, God. Who said that?
Is that your final answer?
I don't know.
It was Hellman to
Daya. Alex. Oh, to Daya.
To Daya. All right. This one, this whole scene kind of cracked me up, but does she spark joy?
Caputo said that.
Nope.
No?
It was Piper's dad when he was talking about his wife was Maria Kondoing the house, and he Maria Kondoed her love life.
Everybody hates Alex, by the way. Well, they did put her in jail, so it makes sense.
Yeah. They did put her in jail.
Yeah.
This one should be easy breezy. Take a cup of yellow drink and raise it up.
Suzanne said
yes.
That.
You know, no more pouring out a little liquor for your friends, the homies. You got to do yellow drink now.
There you go.
And probably one of the funniest moments for me, drugs fell out of a chicken's butt.
Was it? It was either Linda Ward or Hellman.
Yeah, you got one of them.
Okay, well, ding!
Ding for Ward. When she was talking to Tasty about what happened, she said, drugs fell out of a chicken's butt. She's like, I can't make this stuff up.
Very pivotal with what happens in this show. Okay, let's do our special segment. We are doing our top three, which is a special segment.
It is a special segment.
Of our, what we consider to be the top three most pivotal moments throughout the whole entire series of Orange is the New Black. Very important things that either, like, changed the show or just majorly shifted things for characters, obviously. Number three, we have when Daya shoots the CO.
Whew.
She didn't initially murder him, obviously, but this is definitely the switch for Daya completely. Obviously, she's being fueled here by Maria, which... Maria! But it changed everything. It changed the whole dynamic of the show. And obviously, after this, we'd never see the same old Daya that we see before.
Never, ever.
Number two most pivotal moment we're going to say is Tasty's trial.
Ugh, heartbreaking.
Just to see her, obviously another result of the riot, but to see her going through this just because of other people lying and her just kind of being in the wrong place at the wrong time and, you know, stepping up for everyone in the way she did. And then to lose it.
Yeah.
It's just, I really hope she comes out of it. Number one most pivotal moment is... Pusey's death obviously leads to the riot.
Right.
Just one of the most talked about topics ever. It created the Pusey Washington Fund, which is, of course, a fund to help out female prisoners and just kind of... Oh, it's Tasty with the microloan situation. Yeah. It actually created real life change and a real... thing that we can all donate to in a way to keep us connected to the show forever. And chat, y'all agree, Pusey dies as number one as well.
I mean, it literally changed the show. Like you just said, it made number two happen, which was, number three happen, which was the whole riot that caused the whole riot. And that whole riot caused number two, which was Tasty's trial. I mean, it literally completely changed the whole trajectory of the show.
Right after that is when they split. So when we lost the characters that we see tonight because they got transferred, definitely... number one, for sure.
Yep.
We are going to miss these characters
much.
I'm so sad. Even more than that, we're going to miss our viewers. We've had so much fun with y'all doing this after show. Such a great show just for society and for us as television fans, obviously. In the meantime, y'all can keep up with me on The Affair after show and soon to be How to Get Away with Murder after show. I'm April Wissenhant, and you can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. What about you?
Yeah, and I'm doing Ballers on HBO. It's not back yet.
soon enough.
And other than that, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Y'all can find all of us, of course, everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Definitely let us know what you thought of the episode because we are going to continue the conversation forever and ever and ever.
Ever.
And we will look forward to seeing y'all on another show soon.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.